And then I started going out white weeding with him. And we used to go out white weeding, which is like a fern that grows at the bottom of the seabed. Now it's what happens is it's brought in and it's bunched, and then it's dipped in a colour of beige, red and green, and it's used for decoration. And it's sold everywhere, all over the country, everywhere. My husband was a white weeder, and he used to go out on the tides and come back, and we had rakes, of which my brother-in-law made, George Dell. He made all the rakes for the white weeding.
It was a little airport, but it was an extremely busy airport. We carried cars across the continent to Le Touquet, to Rotterdam, to Calais. It was the car fares of the Bristol freighters. The company was British United Air Ferries. And if you can remember the James Bond film Goldfinger, one of the car fares was used to take the car belonging to Goldfinger over to the continent.
I remember also a boat trip, which stands very much in my memory, probably in about 1958, because I think I was probably about seven. And the boat trip was from the end of the pier to Kent. And it was quite exciting because you had to go down on this sort of old barnacled landing stage to the sea where you could board the ship. And the ship was called, or boat, was called the Royal Daffodil, if anyone remembers that. And this was a really big and long important day trip that stands out in my childhood memory forever. And my father even bought me a whole box of fruit gums, which was something you never, never normally had. And I remember it was a yellow square box, and the fruit gums inside were in the shape of the fruit. So you had a sort of yellow one shaped in a lemon shape. And I think the whole box cost about 1 and 3 pence, which in those days seemed to me an awful lot of money. And I felt very honoured. But the fruit gums were the thing that I remembered most about the trip.
Please press the button on the other side for more memories.